You say the budget begins to recognize the school district's actual fiscal circumstances and their community's ability to pay. How so?
Well, $1 billion or near to it. That is an additional state aid figure that has come in. Its distribution is one that we think does a pretty good job of spreading the wealth. It's on time, early in fact. Third year in a row that's taken place. And with that, why that's so important, of course, is that it gives us some predictability and clarity when we're putting together our local school district budgets for consideration by voters on May 21st.
You'd like to see a change in the 2% property tax cap, move it over to a 10-year system based on personal income. Can you tell us more about that idea?
No, I'm sorry. If you read it that way, that was a mistake.
Okay.
What there is there's a state aid cap.
Okay.
That is indexed to personal income growth, and it changes annually, which by our estimate, it's a little spiky. If it was done over a 10-year period as an average, and Medicaid, is done over a 10-year average, if it was done that way, it would smooth out those spikes in the state aid amount that is indexed to personal income growth.
Of course, pensions are a big factor when it comes to the cost for local school districts. How did they do it this year in the budget when it comes to dealing with the cost of pensions?
Options are available now to school districts to determine if they want to delay some of the costs for the employer contributions to those pensions. They have those options both with the teacher's retirement system and the employee's retirement system. The governor had proposed something. Both retirement systems came back with alternatives. It was those alternatives that made it into the budget. Each district's going to have to run the numbers and decide for themselves if this is something they want to do.
You're talking about regional secondary schools as well. Now, would this be the local districts would keep their own elementary, junior high schools, but some of these local districts could then get together and have one high school to send their kids to?
Yes. Unfortunately, this did not make it through. This was something that had been proposed originally. Did not make it through the budget process. Our hope is that it will be revisited at a later time, perhaps in this legislative session. We do have a lot of school districts in this state who have lost significant amount of enrollment. They've lost programs and services, a lot of electives, AP courses, foreign languages, music, arts, maybe not even able to have all the sports programs they've once had. And our thinking is give those school districts the option of looking at could we, if we came together at the high school, perhaps even at the middle school level, provide for a richer educational academic experience collectively, but keep those individual school district identities in place and have those neighborhood schools for the elementary students.
You would like to see retired police officers encouraged to become school resource officers. Just a few weeks back, Wayne LaPierre of the NRA suggested an armed officer in every school. Is that what you're suggesting, or is this something different?
Yeah, I think this is something different. This isn't just a sentry. The school resource officers have typically been people who have had an ability to help resolve conflicts, have kind of an eye and ear on what's going on within the school system, almost a counseling responsibility along the way. Typically, they have been retired police officers or state troopers, and because they are retired and on a state pension plan, there is a cap on what they can earn outside of that pension. This budget allows for the lifting of that cap so that we could employ people like that on a full-time basis. And we hear from school districts all over the place that they've had to lay off their school resource officers in the past, and this is really going to be a great option for them to reconsider.
Tim Kramer, Executive Director of the New York State School Boards Association, has been a guest today on Midday Magazine. Tim, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.